Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, returning for our fifth series. And we are thrilled to be back to bring you all the wonderful content that the children in the Our Voice Podcast Club want to share with you. So let's meet them. Here are the children that you'll be hearing from this term.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
I'm Suriana.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hi, I'm Max.
I'm Osso.
I'm Nate.
And we're in year four.
Hi, I'm Harley.
I'm George.
I'm Max.
I'm Harry.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Arthur.
And we're in year five.
We also have Jamie and Isabella due to be joining us from year six, so hopefully we'll hear from them next time. But on this episode, our teacher interview is going to be with a new member of Manor Lodge, Mrs. Wilkins. We also hear about some other exciting Manor Lodge new arrivals, chickens. There's some information about our school allotments, plus a host of entertainment, books, video games, musical instruments, and a short comedy sketch too. We'll get started with our allotments and chickens. Here are Josh and Otto first to tell us about the allotments, and then Nate and Lach give us a bit more information about the chickens.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Otto.
And today we are going to be telling you about our allotments. We have got some allotments in Manor Lodge where we are planting fruit and veg.
The fruit and veg coming from the allotments is going into the cafe.
Our gardeners in Gardening Club are planting more fruit and veg.
We also have chicks, soon to be chicken.
We will be collecting the eggs. We are planting things like pumpkins, turnips and carrots.
Also, kids that are not in Gardening Club are going to take part as well by digging up soil, adding coffee beans for nutrients.
Manor Lodge work as a team to get things done.
We are still working on our allotments.
Now we are growing seasonal plants. See you next time. Bye.
Hello, I'm Lach.
And I'm Nate.
And together we're going to talk about the chickens at Manor Lodge. As you all know, we have got chickens in the allotments.
We have a chicken house for them to live in and an orchard for shelter and food.
Fortunately, the bird flu has now passed, so we have been able to collect our chickens.
Chickens are omnivores and descendants of dinosaurs. Here are some more facts.
Chickens like eating blueberries and strawberries.
Chickens can run 14 kilometres per hour.
They like to eat with open canopies and shrubs.
Chickens roost at night on lower tree branches.
They prefer rainforest, bamboo forest, forest edges and tall grass as their natural environment.
Most chickens are now actually raised in factory farms.
That is a little introduction to our Manor Lodge chickens, and you'll be hearing more about our natural environment here.
Thank you for listening to this part of the podcast and enjoy the rest.
Thank you very much, boys. The whole allotments project has been so amazing to see develop. A huge well done to everyone at Manor Lodge that's helped make it happen. You can see an awesome video of the children meeting the chickens this week on our social media channels. Well worth checking out. Next, we have Harry, Harley, George and Luke to talk about some of the best video games.
Hi, I'm Harley.
I'm Harry.
I'm George.
And I'm Luke.
And today we're going to talk about the top 10 games.
Number 1, Fortnite, is an online game created by Epic Games and released in 2017, where you battle each other, find loot and try to survive.
Minecraft is a game where you mine materials and try to survive mobs and beat the Ender Dragon, which is the final boss.
Super Mario Odyssey is a game where you travel through different worlds and fight all the monsters.
Hades is a game where you are stuck in the underworld fighting monsters and try to escape. And for the final battle, you fight Hades.
Next is Grand Theft, where you are in New York and you kill people and use their properties.
Our next game is The Legend of Zelda, and it's a game where you travel and fight monsters and try to save the true Zelda.
Super Smash Bros. Is a game where you choose a character and fight to the death.
Super Mario 64 is a game where you go through levels and try to beat bosses.
Next is FIFA, where you choose a team and play a match with your friends, or you can play Ultimate Team,
which is where you spend FIFA coins on players for a great team.
Fall Guys is a game where you
get a couple of challenges and you fight the last one.
Win. The last survivor left wins. You can play a mode. You can play a team mode, which is with four players and duos.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Fiore and Suriana are here next to talk musical instruments.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
And I'm Suriana.
And today we're going to talk about the top 10 most popular instruments.
We both play woodwind.
Anyway, number 1, piano, that's in percussion.
Number 2, guitar, that's in strings.
Number 3, violin, that's also in strings.
Number 4, drums, that's in percussion.
Number 5, saxophone, my instrument, which in case you didn't know, is in woodwind.
Number 6, flute, my instrument, which is also in woodwind.
Number 7, cello, in strings.
Number 8, clarinet, that's in woodwind.
Number 9, trumpet, that's brass.
Number 10, harp, that's in strings.
So if you're looking for an instrument to play,
listen to this episode of Our Voice podcast. Bye!
Lax and Nate are back now with some recommended reading.
Hi, my name is Lax.
And my name is Nate.
And here to talk to you about our top five books or series
we recommend.
Number 1 is Britain's Smartest Kid on Ice by Ivor Padil. It really can only be described as intriguing, interesting and intense. It has a plot which hooks you in and makes you feel you just have to know what's coming next. It's one of those books you just can't put down once you've begun.
2 is The Boy at the Back of the Class by Anjali Q. Ralph. It is about a refugee from Syria called Ahmed, who is a new boy in his class, and to England. The narrator and his friends go on an exciting adventure to try and secure Ahmed a place in London.
Number 3 is The Murder Mystery Most Unladylike series by Robin Stephens. This is centred around Daisy Wells and Hazel Wong, and their detective society. They go on several missions and cases and have been in danger multiple times. Where are you heading for your first adventure?
Number 4 is the Story Treehouse series by Andy Griffiths and Terry Denton. Andy and Terry are always off on new exciting missions trying to get the book for Mr. Big Nose Town before he sends them to the monkey house.
Number 5 is The World's Worst Children by David Williams. It is about the naughtiest, most revolting children in the world. It is a funny book describing features, hobbies, and the weirdest characteristics of each of the different children mentioned in the book.
Thank you for listening to our top 5 reads of the week, and we hope you enjoy reading some of these books if you like the sound of them.
Before our teacher interview and musical outro, we have Max and Arthur with their very own comedy sketch.
Welcome to a most accidental day, and I am Arthur, the director. After Max's one shot as director, we agreed that he should play a non-speaking role. Robert, here are your lines.
Thanks, wait, blank.
Yes, you have your lines. We shall now start.
It was a dark time. The bench, no French. We're battling the Danish, no English.
And I am a relevant trumpeter, non-speaking.
I am a relevant trumpeter. Non-speaking.
Cut! Thanks for... Wait, no, let's carry on. Way too idiotic worm.
Then it's done.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our part
of the podcast.
Joining us for our teacher interview is newbie to Manor Lodge, Mrs. Wilkins. Mrs. Wilkins started at the beginning of this year as Deputy Head Academic and Year 5 English Teacher. So some of our Year 5 boys thought this would be a perfect opportunity to get to know her.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm Harley.
And my name is George. Today we are going to interview Mrs. Wilkins. She is the School Deputy Head and Year 5 English Teacher. And this is her first year at Manor Lodge School.
What is your favourite book?
That's a very good question, Harry. I think it depends on what mood I'm in. but recently my favourite book is a book called Where the Crawdads Sing, and it's by an author called Delia Owens, and it's been turned into a movie as well.
Okay. How many schools have you taught at?
Okay, so let's work this out. I have taught at... So I started off at Loretto College in St Albans. That was my first teaching post.
Okay.
Then I moved to Watford Grammar School for Girls, where I stayed for 9 years. From Watford Grammar School for Girls, I was at Roundwood Park in Harpenden. And then after that, it was at Beechwood Park in Marquiate. And now I'm at Manor Lodge, so five schools.
What was your favourite subject growing up?
What do you think?
English.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, English was my favourite subject, but I also really liked drama as well.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at a Catholic school in St Albans, and it was called Nicholas Brixby. Okay.
What did you like as a child?
As a child, I used to play a lot with dolls as a child, and my mum used to tell me stories about how I used to put all my dolls in rows and teach them. So I think I was always meant to be a teacher, probably. But I also liked being outdoors, which is why I really like Manor Lodge, because you do so much outdoor learning, and I love being outside as well.
Who is your favourite golfer? Because we know you like golf.
Yes, I've kind of been forced into it in my household because everybody around me plays golf. So if you can't beat them, you have to join them. So my favourite golfer would probably be, it's a tough one, Tiger Woods is very iconic, but I don't think he's necessarily the best role model for young people. So I would maybe say somebody like Rory McIlroy.
What is your favourite football team?
Oh, again, that's a good question, because in our house we have a real divide. So half of us are Liverpool fans. So my eldest son and I are both Liverpool fans. And then my husband and my youngest son are both Watford supporters.
What is your favourite hobby?
My favourite hobby? Well, I love reading. And I love going to the theatre.
Oh.
So during the summer I went to see The Crucible by Arthur Miller, which is a fantastic play. And then I also went to see a musical, because I like musicals, called Guys and Dolls, which I was in when I was at school myself. I played the character of Sister Sarah. Reading and going to the theatre are probably my favourite pastimes.
What is your favourite film?
My favourite film? Probably a bit old for you guys, but... again, another iconic movie. It's called Dirty Dancing. But again, probably a bit old for you guys.
What is your favourite author?
My favourite author? I think it depends on the age group. So if I was thinking of my favourite children's author, I'd probably have to say Roald Dahl.
Okay.
Because I just think he's the best storyteller. So... but I also like Michael Morpurgo. So I think it depends on the age group, but I think Roald Dahl would be my sort of ultimate answer.
Who is your favourite singer?
See, I'm probably not as down with the kids as I should be. I don't know half of the bands out there at the moment, or the singers, but my favourite band of all time is a band called Take That. And I went to see them at Hyde Park this summer, and hopefully my husband has managed to get me tickets this morning, because they're going on tour next year and they're going to play at the O2. So I'm keeping everything crossed that my husband managed to get on this morning at 9:30 and buy me a ticket.
What is your favourite song?
My favourite song, again, Take That. I have two favourite songs, actually, and they were both played at my wedding. So the first song was a song called The Garden, which is very sentimental. And then the last song is a song called The Greatest Day, where lots of people are all dancing in a big circle and jumping up and down and having a great time. So two very different vibes in terms of music, but both great, great songs.
What is your favourite actor?
Need to think about that one.
Oh.
I really like Johnny Depp. I think he's very funny. Liked him in Pirates of the Caribbean. I also quite like Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's a very versatile actor. Has played lots of different roles over his career.
What is your favourite instrument?
My favourite instrument? I used to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the sound that the piano makes. But my younger sister is a flute player. She plays the flute. And I think that's a lovely instrument as well.
Thank you for listening to our interview.
Thank you, boys. Thanks, Mrs. Wilkins. And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back every couple of weeks or so, so please do hit that subscribe button and spread the word across the Manor Lodge community. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece created on GarageBand by Harry, Harley and George in Year 5. And now to close the show, here's Lach in Year 5 playing The Swing on the piano.